today. I'm glad it's Friday. I am telling you. I still don't have my computer working right, and there's still bugs in the whole thing. I'm kind of like getting ready to toss it in a lake somewhere or something. Maybe I'll just hook up, two cans and a string, something like that. In a way, though, I have to tell you, and this is probably going to sound terrible, but in a way, I don't care that I don't have any of those emails. I was getting sick of having all of them anyway, to be honest with you. Sometimes it's better off just to throw that baby out with the bathwater and start over anyway, so that's kind of where we're at anyway. So whether I agreed with that philosophy or not, that's the philosophy that we're working at right now. So what are you going to do? It's just life in the big city. So you can't miss what you don't have, right? I say that, and that really kind of, in a way that's true, but then in another way that isn't true. But what the hell are you going to do? It's just life in the big city. That's all. It is just life in the big city. So what can I say? Listen, now I played that song because we have Dr. Carly going to join us this morning after the first break, and we're going to talk about zombies and this whole thing going on all around these people who are acting like cannibals, really. It's rather bizarre and rather frightening in a way. So I thought, well, you know, I'll play some song that has a cure for zombies in it. And that song has a cure. So if you weren't listening closely, you better listen again, because there is a cure for the zombie problem in that song. I'm going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Carly is my guest this morning. Don't change that dial. Bob, you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and get involved with this network. Advertise your business or service, 800-724-2719. We are at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm in Studio A, and there's also a Studio B, which will have a lot more hosts on it, I guess, starting next week, besides the ones already there, such as Deanna, who follows my show, in Studio B, and Mike Rivero is in Studio A. So there you go, kids. Republicbroadcasting.org is how you find everybody. So you can find us also on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, and you can find us on Twitter at RBN Live. Get involved, do something, don't just sit on the sidelines, because I can't take inaction anymore. Dr. Rebecca Carly is my guest this morning, and we're going to talk about what's going on with all these cannibalistic behaviors being noted all around. So rather frightening stuff. How are you, Dr. Carly?
Well, I'm very busy doing a lot of shows in regards to this situation. Since I didn't hear the song you played, I wondered if you could just give the name of the song that has a cure for zombies. I definitely want to check that
out. Oh, well, one of the words are talking about shotguns in it.
Okay.
It's I don't know, was it Booker T and the MGs or something? I don't know, whatever I played. I don't know what I played, but it's one of those, it's a song from the 60s. Shotgun.
Okay. But it's very funny that's the case, because in my local newspaper, Hickory Daily Record, on June 2nd, on the front page, they actually had an article, Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse. The Hickory Gun Club is going to give a survival course on how to kill zombies.
Well, I was looking on the internet today for some articles, Dr. Carly, and there's a bullet manufacturer that now has a bullet called a zombie on it, a zombie killer or something like that is the name of the bullet. So there you go.
Yes, but this is no joke, because this is obviously another orchestrated event, and they've been getting ready for it for some time.
Yeah, well, so let's talk about what is your idea of what you think is going on with all this stuff? Because they talk about people are doing drugs, bath salts or something. I don't know what they're doing with them. I don't know if they eat them or inhale them or whatever they're doing. But what is your take on all of this, Dr. Carly?
That, as usual, they're giving out total disinformation. In fact, the obvious cause of this is rabies. There's no question in my mind. And amazingly, people are sending me so much information. There was an article published in the National Geographic. You can access it on news.nationalgeographic.com from October of 2010, October 27, 2010, entitled Zombie Virus Possible Via Rabies Flu Hybrid. And in this article, they actually talk about how It would be possible to combine rabies, a viral disease that affects the central nervous system and can drive people to be violently mad, with a flu virus to spread it quickly through the air. Later on in the article, they talk about how they could also combine it with a measles virus to get personality changes, the encephalitis virus to cook your brain with fever and thus increase aggression even further, and throw in the Ebola virus to cause you to bleed from your guts. But the last comment in the article is, but nature doesn't allow all of these things to happen at the same time. No, nature doesn't. But the biowarfare labs, there's 1,300 of which in the United States, certainly does. And that's where all of these emerging monster viruses and pathogens are coming from.
You know, I was watching this movie the other night, and I can't think of the name of it. The board op will tell me again, because when I was talking about it the other day, he had to remind me what the name of it was. It's Quarantine or Contagion or something like that. It was made in 1995, but in this movie, Dustin Hoffman plays a doctor, and in the movie, it's the military doesn't want a cure for the pathogen that they've identified, because they want to use it as a biological weapon. And I just wonder how many pathogenic organisms they have out there. It's called Outbreak, was the name of the movie. How many organisms they have out there, Dr. Carley, that they don't have any kind of an antidote for a cure for, that's all just waiting to spring it on the people. Evil, evil minds.
Right. Well, actually, you mentioned the movie Quarantine. In my opinion, that is the most accurate movie. I encourage all of your listeners to watch that movie. And in that movie, they actually identify rabies as the virus that causes the cannibals to be created. And it also shows in the movie what the CDC's response is during quarantine, which is basically to shutter up the building and allow everyone to be infected and then kill each other. So obviously, these movies are giving us the truth. There's more truth in the movies than there is in the mainstream media. But they always have the vaccine as a solution. That's what's the major disinfo, and that's how they're keeping this whole vaccine hoax going.
Well, you know, it doesn't, of course, if you try to look at something from a logical perspective, it doesn't make any sense, Dr. Carley, that you would create something that you couldn't control. But if you're a mad scientist, you would do those kinds of things. But someone who had any common sense wouldn't want to create something they couldn't control, because they could become subjected to it as well.
Well, first of all, you're dealing with psychopaths. Those are the two populations in the world, in my opinion. Psychopaths who have no conscience and are actually often under mind control themselves, and people that have a conscience. Those are the two groups. Now, let me say, because I always like to give solutions, in my opinion, colloidal silver is the solution. And everyone should be getting a generator to make their own colloidal silver, in my opinion, be drinking it, gulping it, giving it to their pets. And obviously closely monitoring any property they have, especially where their pets go out and travel on, because they're dropping live rabies bait from the sky. But colloidal silver, there's never been any pathogen that's been tested against it that it hasn't killed. And the generator I use can be found by going to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. So that's what, first of all, people have to do. So there is a solution. And it's certainly not a vaccine. So they do have ways to protect themselves. And what also people have to realize is that what happens all the time, especially in this country, is that the mad scientists, when they're creating these things, it's tested out on the American population first. Oftentimes the military, but apparently in this situation, they've decided to use the homeless people as a testing ground.
It's very bizarre, Dr. Carley. It really is, because of the behavior. I mean, it's not just as simple as like cutting somebody's head off. You know what I mean? That's gruesome enough. But I mean, when you start to do these cannibal things and just psychopathic, horror movie type behaviors, makes it even more frightening. What would you say, what would the incubation period be on this for someone who was, how are they getting these? You think they're getting them in vaccines that they've given to these people? How would they be getting this rabies virus?
Well, as is, you know, discussed in this National Geographic article, if they combine it with some respiratory virus like flu or measles, it could be inhaled. If it's true that there are drugs such as these bath salts that are involved, then they're putting rabies in the bath salts, in my opinion. But who knows? But it also does say in this article from National Geographic that if such a viral mutation occurred, like the one they're saying could not happen in nature, that, you know, the incubation period could be within an hour or a few hours.
Well, why are they saying something couldn't mutate? I didn't read the article, so why do they say it couldn't mutate, Dr. Carley? Because the one wouldn't naturally combine with the other? Is that what they're claiming in this article? And that's what they're saying, why it wouldn't mutate? Because things can mutate.
Well, what they're saying is that that could never occur in nature. You know, birds don't get rabies. But, you know, to me, it's a tongue-in-cheek thing because, as I said, the last sentence of that article says that a combination like this could never happen in nature. The obvious part of the sentence that was not put in there, but it certainly could happen in a biowarfare laboratory.
Sure, sure.
Yes.
I don't know, but things jump species, you know, don't they? I mean, different things jump from one species to another. Maybe not as frequently as, you know, as maybe it's not commonplace, but you do have things that jump. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, find me a rabid bird and I'll believe that perhaps this happened in nature. But of course, they're giving vaccines to all kinds of poultry as well. But the important thing, in my opinion, is that this is all of a sudden coming about. Bath salts have been on the market for a few years. Why are we just now hearing about all of these situations where they're alleging, you know, the people were using bath salts and however way they use bath salts? I don't even know if it's something they smoke or ingest or what the deal is. But to me, this is just a way for them to give, you know, an excuse as to why it's happening. And now Congress is going to have hearings, you know, the usual crap that goes on so that they can outlaw bath salts. Well, where are these things coming from in the first place? You know, and it's very amazing. How did the young people find out about this stuff? They find out about it through mainstream media that are doing shows warning people about bath salts, and the children watching are saying, oh, that sounds good. Let me go check that out. Yes, it's available on the internet, and I can buy it in my local whatever store sells these kinds of things. And this is how the word spreads about these things in the first place. So it's very obvious that this is all intentional, every bit of it.
Hang on, Dr. Carley. We've got to hit a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Carley is my guest this morning. ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com is her website. We'll be right back. Rebecca Carley is my guest this morning. I guess what I was thinking about was like the avian flu, Dr. Carley, and that jumps to humans so rare, but it still does. So, I mean, there are, and I can't think of any others off the top of my head this morning, but there are things that do jump from an animal to a human.
Well, how do these viruses jump from an animal to a human?
I don't know, you know, but there's incidents of it. I don't know how they get there. Well, how do they get there? I don't know. How do they go from the birds and into the humans? I don't know.
In most cases, they're engineered in a lab to do so. We have these mad scientists going to Alaska to dig up dead bodies of people frozen after dying from what they call the 1918 flu virus, but which was actually a virus that was created by various inoculations given to soldiers in World War I. They dug up those bodies. There's even a PBS special about it. And then what did they do with the virus? Obviously, they combined it with other things, and including the swine flu, bird flu, there's whatever they, whatever cocktail they came up with, and then they use the exact same excuse that they're going to use now, that they've developed a vaccine and that this is the way to protect people from it. And that's what will actually cause the pandemic. Thankfully, because of myself and others who were on hundreds and hundreds of radio shows warning people about this going to happen if they took the vaccine, it didn't fly and the pandemic never occurred. But I have in front of me an article out of Greece, a Dr. Alfred Rastopopoulos. The website is LQP-79.org, where he's talking about some protein that they've developed, which basically has the ability to cause the same effect as LSD. And the way I knew that this was total disinfo is that he mentions in his article that America is not prepared for a zombie virus with no vaccine available, and they expect it could take as long as 6 to 8 months to find a suitable human vaccine. So it's possible that whatever this LSD-like protein is, that this could be what they combined the rabies virus with, and then add a little bit of bird flu so it becomes a breathable, or measles virus. You know, who knows what they're doing, but the fact that they're already talking about a vaccine tells me that this is coming out now, because this is going to be the next thing that they scare people with so that they line up to get inoculated, and then that will cause, just imagine, an epidemic of cannibals on the street. Of course, that will give an excuse to the psychopaths that control this country to, you know, declare martial law and quarantine, and then quarantine is where things are really going to get ugly.
Well, you know, haven't you seen those pictures? I'm sure you probably have, Dr. Carley, of these FEMA camps with the barbed wire, and it's keeping you in. It's not keeping anybody out. It's keeping the people behind the fence inside.
Yes.
Now, if it was just for our safety, Dr. Carley, why would that be, huh? Why would they need barbed wire at all? We've got a caller, Dr. Carley. Before we continue, let's go to this caller, Sherry in Kansas. Hi, Sherry. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Maggie. Hello, Dr. Carley.
Hello.
I heard the other day that I think this was in Czechoslovakia. They are working on a vaccine for, I believe it's mumps, and they're using dog kidneys to culture it in. Wouldn't that be a way to spread rabies through dog kidneys?
Well, actually, what that's going to do is make people allergic to dogs, because, you know, by having dog kidneys used as the culture media for the viruses, there's no way to separate the culture media from the actual virus. So when people are injected with this, they're going to become allergic to their dogs, and that's going to, you know, make it where many people in many households where they're, you know, ignorant enough to get this vaccine for their children, not be able to have pets. So that's what that's going to do. That's not going to, you know, basically make it more likely that they get rabies. However, rabies vaccines are given to pets, and I also have in front of me an article from my Charlotte Observer on September 23rd, 2011, where a woman in North Carolina adopted a kitten who had been vaccinated with a rabies vaccine. The kitten got rabies, bit the owner, and then, of course, what do they do to the people that get bitten by rabies? They give them rabies vaccines. I mean, talk about insanity. You just got vaccinated by your pet. Why are they injecting you with more stuff?
Well,
and then,
that's what they showed on that movie Contagion. People that are already have symptoms of the disease, they give the vaccine to, like, that's going to help.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's insane. They just got vaccinated by whatever bit them. So the idea of injecting them with more virus is insane. It's insane, but this is how they operate. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, you know, Dr. Carley, most people don't have any idea how any of this stuff operates. They're truly ignorant and in the dark. They don't know what these vaccines, how they operate in their body or anything. You know,
that's why I do what I do.
Hang on. Do I hear the cue music? I'm not sure whether I'm hearing it or not. Yeah, okay. Listen, we're going to hit a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Dan, you need to turn that cue music up, please. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Dr. Rebecca Carley is my guest this morning. Hey, everybody, we're back. Dr. Rebecca Carley is my guest this morning. ReversingVaccineInducedDisease.com is her website. Sherry, did you have something else you wanted to ask Dr. Carley?
If she has any more information on what might be going on, and I believe it's Uganda that's causing children there with really strange symptoms. You know what I'm talking about, Dr. Carley?
This was a couple months ago that came out, wasn't it, Sherry?
Something about them having to tie these kids up because...
Yeah. Are you familiar with that, Dr. Carley?
The website that has my archives of my shows, thelightofdayradioshow.com, I did a show on this last Saturday, and I'll be doing another follow-up this Saturday. Underneath the archive, there's links to many documents that people can access to read about these things. I can't possibly put it all up because there's more coming in every day. But as soon as I heard about that, it was obvious to me that this is, in fact, a testing ground for whatever virus they've created. The children don't start eating other people, but they're basically becoming rabid. They actually described them as such and starting to chew on the ropes that are being used to tie them down and all these kinds of things. They're having all kinds of strange behaviors, and then they all die. So, yes, and they call it the zombie virus. So, obviously, this is some other, you know, form of whatever they're doing other places.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your work, Doctor.
Thank you. And I just want to mention something else from her question about using the dog kidneys. People have to ask themselves, where are they getting the dog kidneys? Because one thing I can tell you, I know for sure, I was told this by a veterinarian in Long Island who did not succumb to this practice. When they euthanize pets, they sell them to dog food companies, and they actually use the dead dogs, which not only have whatever the dog died of in them, but also the euthanasia material, they sell them to dog food companies to make dog food. So it wouldn't surprise me if they're now selling the kidneys from the dogs to vaccine manufacturers. They got to be getting these kidneys from somewhere.
Well, look at the instances where you've seen that they're taking, you know, the parts out of human cadavers and selling them off, Dr. Carley. And so who knows what they'd be doing? Oh, you know, I wouldn't put anything past these people.
Right. Well, and that's the problem we have, Maggie, is that people with a conscience cannot even conceive of what these psychopaths are up to. And that's the major hurdle we have, in my opinion. My answer was, you can't conceive of it because these people are psychopaths. They will do anything. And in fact, I'm sure they get some kind of a sick thrill out of watching all of this unfold, actually telling us certain things. One of the major amazing things to me was a post that was made on the CDC's website on May 16th, 2011, Social Media Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse. This was written by my classmate, Ali Khan. He graduated with me in 1987 from Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn. So I think it's quite amazing that he and I graduated from the same medical school class. And in this article, he actually talks about various viruses that could cause a zombie apocalypse type situation, including measles and rabies. So they're putting this out just a year ago, and now here it is. We're getting all these reports from all over the world. Somebody sent me an article out of Sweden. A researcher at the Karolinska Institute cut off his wife's lips and then ate them. There's all kinds of strange things happening. But they put this out there on the CDC's website a year ago. Now, what's up with that? I also want to mention that, of course, this term zombie, a lot of people are using the fact that, you know, in most of the movies, these are the undead that are somehow resurrected and brought back to life through some kind of voodoo magic or whatever. But in fact, one of the definition of zombies is actually one who looks or behaves like an automaton or a robot. So that's another use of the word zombie. And in my opinion, they're doing this on purpose to cause confusion and such, like they always do.
Well, you know, you're running to and fro. You're back and forth and up and down, and it's just, you know, everything is so discombobulating. There's so much information out there that you are bombarded with it 24/7, and after a while, it just becomes overwhelming. That's why it's so difficult to get through to people. They don't want to know it anymore because you can't stand it anymore. Can't stand what you know.
Right, or they get filled with fear. And isn't it amazing that in this case in Miami on the causeway, it just happened to happen right underneath security cameras. And it just happens that because there were security cameras there, there are now photographs and videos of this attack happening. Isn't that interesting? So these are not coincidences. Of course, their goal is to cause fear. They want people to become fearful because when they come out with a vaccine for this, they want people to line up. I think at some point they're going to have to say, oh, it wasn't the bath salts. It was some new virus, an emerging virus. We'll see where that goes because you can't make a vaccine for bath salts. So there's got to be something else up their sleeve that's going to be coming down the pike.
Well, you know, I was thinking about, I was passed by this drugstore yesterday, and of course they're advertising a vaccine for shingles, and every time you go by the drugstore, they got another vaccine for something out there. Oh, get it today, you know, in big blazing neon sign. Oh, get it today, you know.
Right. Well, as a matter of fact, you can get a gift card for somebody. You can buy a gift card so they can get a vaccine, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Get that shingles vaccine because guess what, folks? That's got the live chickenpox virus in it. So if you don't have chickenpox in you, you will be getting it in you when they inject you with it.
We've got another caller, Dr. Carley. Let's go to Sheldon in Tucson. Sheldon, go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to back up the Dr. Carley's work here and inject something. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, put out a book in 1981 called The Biology of Aggression, and it talks about how they were inserting rabies into the vaccines in 1980. And if anybody wants to look it up, it's only a $300 book. The ISBN number is 978-90-286-2851-9. And another thing I wanted to inject into the conversation was 10 years ago, almost this entire country had laws put into place called the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, and that allows the quarantines to be put into place that we're discussing.
Exactly. And I want to thank Sheldon. Sheldon is the one that runs the website, thelightofdayradioshow.com. He posts all my archives for the last few years on various shows I'm on, and I'm very grateful to him for that. But yes, you're correct, Sheldon. Just as I said, it's right in our face. And I actually do have that book. And, you know, this is how I know what I'm talking about. This is not a belief. I've been researching what these monsters are doing for 15 years. And that's why I can't get my book done, because the information just keeps pouring in.
What are you writing on, Dr. Carley? A book on vaccines, or what are you writing about?
The title of the book is going to be How Did the Hippocratic Oath Become the Hypocritic Oath? And I'm going to explain my experiences, why I actually left medicine, what I saw in the hospitals, experimentation on poor people, euthanasia of the elderly, research fraud, and other things. That was before I even knew about vaccines. So basically, it's going to explain how I had to face reality as to what my profession is doing, creating disease, causing suffering, and killing people. And it should be quite a very revealing book. But I'm going to have to draw the line somewhere, because otherwise it's going to end up being an encyclopedia.
Yeah. Sheldon, was there anything else you wanted to throw in? Go right ahead. No, I guess Sheldon is gone. All right. So Let's talk about the research fraud that you just mentioned, Dr. Carley. Because, you know, it makes me think of this whole climate thing with these so-called scientists at Penn State University with their fake data and their manipulation of data. So the research fraud for the efficacy of these different pharmaceuticals and different things is all fudged, too, just to support the pharmaceutical companies so they can throw this crap out there quicker.
Right. Well, first of all, let me explain to people that the only way you could actually reach a scientific conclusion of any one thing that you introduced into a population is if you had cloned rats breathing the same air, drinking the same water, eating the same food, even getting the same amount of nurturing from their handlers. There was actually an experiment done years ago where they were trying to figure out the toxic dose of some poison, and this one particular group of rats was not dying. And they couldn't figure out why until they observed the guy that was taking care of the rats. He was petting them, talking to them, actually showing these rats love. And for that reason, they didn't die as fast as the others. But my point is, on that basis, all research is fraud anyways. You can't take a group of people and give them some drug without considering what they're eating, even their stress levels. All of these factors are very important. And so that's why, in my opinion, all research is fraud. But in fact, I did my surgery residency at the same place I received my medical school from, Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn. And our surgery chairman at the time, Bernard Jaffe, a true psychopath, was doing research, actually doing intestinal transplants on dogs because they wanted to do this to children who, you know, come down with different vaccine-induced diseases of their gut, obviously. All these diseases in internal medicine are caused by vaccines in the first place. And the two researchers that were working with Dr. Jaffe actually came out and reported the fraud that they had observed by the previous researcher that was involved in the research. Dr. Jaffe laid all the blame on the lab person that he had at the time, claimed he had no idea what was going on, and the institution did nothing. As a matter of fact, I had gone to the dean myself because this man had many problems. Let's just put it that way. Everybody hated him. And he was also the worst surgeon any of us had ever seen. And the dean actually told me, well, it's a bad time to lose the chairman. So I went to the media. I had people within the department feeding me all kinds of documentation of other heinous acts this guy had done. And because of an entire summer of exposure of this man, eventually they forced him to resign, where he became chairman of research at Tulane University. So when I saw what was really going on just on that basis, realizing that it's rampant throughout the medical profession, the so-called academic doctors, those are the ones that are publishing so that they can have tremendously huge resumes, are basically all funded by Big Pharma. And so it's all fraud. But the fact that they were not only doing things fraudulently, but then even twisting their data after the fact, and nothing was done to this guy, it was a truly amazing experience. So that's why I always tell people what I started out with, about the idea that you can take a population of people, give them a drug, compare them to a quote-unquote, you know, control group, where sometimes they'll give them something even worse and pretend that you're getting data on the safety of a drug. All you have to do is watch the commercials now, which are truly amazing, you know, where they have the woman skipping through the daisies, but the voice underneath it is saying, you know, can cause death, cancer, blah, blah, blah. You know, I always say, yeah, me too, I'll take two. You know,
I know, it's just so bizarre, because when they tell you what the side effects are of this, I'd rather suffer with the ailment than take my chances on taking this junk that they are putting out there as if it's some you know, cure for restless leg syndrome or whatever other crap they come up with.
Well, the good news is there are natural solutions for everything, and that's how I became a very huge target by the medical mafia, not only figuring out what vaccines do, but then actually figuring out how to reverse them. And I do protocols for people and teach them how I do this, which is on the services section of my website. And it's diseases, plural, at the end, not disease.com. But okay. Anyways, that's the good news. But my main goal is to stop this insanity altogether, because vaccinations cause all the diseases in internal medicine. All autoimmune disease, seizures caused, seizures that happen to somebody that didn't undergo head trauma, because head trauma can also cause seizures, and cancer and genetic damage. It's all from vaccines. And there will come a day, I will probably be long gone, but there will come a day where people realize that vaccine-induced diseases is the umbrella under which all internal medicine lives. And that's why I tell people, if I were you, I would not go to a white coat if I can possibly avoid it. The only reason to go to a hospital, in my opinion, is if you have trauma, you have to have somebody there to guard you 24/7, watch everything that's done, and then get you out of there as fast as possible.
Well, you know, Dr. Carly, I have a friend of mine who still cuts hair. She's 83 or 84, comes down to visit me because she goes to her customers' homes now. She closed her shop a couple of years ago. I don't think she's been to a doctor I don't know, 20 years or something. Like, she never goes to the doctor.
That's why she's healthy at 83.
Yeah, that's why she's still alive.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. It's horrifying what's going on. And then, you know, this whole idea of hospice care. Once they get you to a certain point where they know there's nothing they can do, then they turn you over to the hospice monsters, whose actual job is to kill you. And the way they usually do it is by overdosing you with morphine, which will eventually cause you to stop breathing. And it's so evil. That's why I must speak out. I worked very hard to become a doctor. I'm from a very poor family. Nobody made any phone calls. I did it all myself. And then to reach this point where I felt, you know, this is my dream come true, and then to have the curtain pulled back and say, I've entered hell with all these demons. I mean, I can't even tell you what a dark night of the soul that was. And then to learn on top of that, there are natural solutions for everything. All of this suffering is for nothing. It's just mind-boggling, and that's why I do what I do.
Yeah, it really is mind-boggling, Dr. Carly.
And you were a nurse, too, weren't you?
Yeah. Maybe? Oh, yeah, yeah.
What I'm talking about.
Just thinking about a couple of these Frankenstein surgeons that were at this hospital years ago, and the different kinds of radical neck dissections and different horrible surgeries they'd perform on these people so that they were living this nightmare existence afterwards. We just had a friend of ours die, and they just slowly cut away his nose and part of his face and part of his jaw. On, you know, to the point where he couldn't eat or drink anything. I mean, what the hell is the point? Listen, I hear the cue music, Dr. Carly. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Dr. Rebecca Carly is my guest. ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com is her website. We'll be right back. Dr. Rebecca Carly is my guest this morning. ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com is her website. And, so we're just talking about these ghouls out there that operate as, physicians and the different things that they do. It is rather striking. Well, you know, when you get a bird's eye view, when you're involved in it as an insider, I guess, so to speak, you have a lot different perception than a lot of people. Everybody thinks, you know, it's Dr. Marcus Welby's out there or something, or Ben Casey, Dr. Kildare.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, if I could, I'd just like to comment on what you said about these radical neck dissections. The very first rotation I did as a surgery resident was at Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, which is across the street from downstate. It's the biggest hospital in the United States. And basically, the entire patient population are all poor people on welfare, mm-hmm. etc. And my first rotation was on the ENT service. My first night on call, I had one of these guys who had undergone a radical neck dissection, and they look like monsters. I mean, it's unbelievable how they look. And actually, this particular man, his carotid artery was exposed. And the night I was on call, he had a carotid artery blowout. And it was like a scene from The Shining. Just blood everywhere. It was such a trauma to even have to see this, much less imagine the poor man going through this. Needless to say, he did not survive. But these are the kinds of things that are being done. And it's very funny because Roger Ebert, that movie critic, also had a radical neck dissection, but he doesn't look like a monster. So obviously, you know, they can do things in a way that is not as gory in people that have, quote unquote, you know, insurance. But of course, poor Roger Ebert didn't know that there were natural ways to reverse his condition as well, and he didn't even have to go through all this stuff. You know, the answer to any problem is not to cut out your anatomy. That's never the answer. And that was a very hard thing for me to face, since I was a surgeon.
Sure, sure. Well, that's, you know, these are the things you're taught, Dr. Carley. So unless you start to look outside the box that you're placed in, you're not going to necessarily think that. Why would you just automatically think what they're telling you is crap? You wouldn't think that.
Right. And let me just say, the reason I went into surgery was because when I was 10 years old, I had a situation develop, which is very similar to a ruptured appendix. I ended up, you know, my parents were just so used to us getting hurt, you know, and being sick. And they never took me to the doctor till I was almost dead. My entire abdomen was filled with pus. And a surgeon did save my life. So there are some indications for surgery. You know, something like that happens, you know, you can't take a homeopathic remedy to deal with that situation. But in fact, in almost all cases, the answer, as I said, is not to cut out the body part. And especially with cancer, it amazes me. You know, it takes many years for cancer to develop, and I encourage everybody to check out any vaccine, every single vaccine, including the Gardasil vaccine, which is supposed to protect you from cervical cancer. You will see it says right in the physician's desk reference that no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. And the reason is because they know they cause cancer. This is one of the main ways, besides dousing us with pesticides and all the other toxins, that they create cancer in the first place. But it takes many years for cancer to develop. And many people that call me, the doctors put them into a shock and awe stage where they're told, oh, you must get an operation immediately. You know, we have to cut this thing out. Of course, cancer is a systemic problem. You have cancer cells throughout your body, not just where the tumor is. So cutting out the tumor is never an answer. But they try to scare people into acting before they have a chance to check out anything else.
Yeah, hang on. Dr. Carley, quick 60-second break. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial. Get involved with this network. Republicbroadcasting.org is how you find us. 800-724-2719 is the number to call. Advertise your business or service. You can write to us, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is the number. We are on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, Twitter, RBN Live. Support our advertisers. Become an advertiser. I always suggest purchasing Officer Jack McClam, who is one of the hosts here on RBN. His book, Operation Vampire Killer 2012, you can buy one or 100 or 1,000, whatever you want. 208-935-7852 is the number to call. 208-935-7852. A portion of the proceeds for the purchase of his books does come back to the network, so it's a win-win situation. Let them know I told you to call, and they will hook you up. It's a great informative book. Get it in the hands of law enforcement and our military. 800-313-9443 is the number to call in if you'd like to talk with Dr. Carley this morning. You are welcome to do so. My guest is Dr. Rebecca Carley. ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com is her website. I don't know who was saying something last, me or you, Dr. Carley, when we went to break, but people, you know, we have this blind trust, we have this blind faith that the government is out for our benefit and that the institutions created are all just looking out. They've got us, for us, they've got our back. And, you know, that's what we're indoctrinated to believe. So to get people to think outside of that, you know, because we can't imagine anybody who would want to actually do harm to us. You know, why would you, because you don't think that way, so you can't imagine. You can't put yourself in that other person's shoes, the psychopaths who do indeed intend to harm lots of us.
Dr. Carley.
Go ahead. I couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
That's why I said, unfortunately, people with a conscience cannot even conceive of such evil that's happening. But they should be waking up now because things are getting a little bit obvious. As a matter of fact, there was just an article in my Charlotte Observer on June 6th, page 2B, talking about Tylenol's recalls are leaving drugstore shelves bare. And in fact, as it turns out, they're finding all kinds of contaminants in Tylenol. They've been finding it for some time. Pesticides, particles of wood and metal, infectious bacteria, overdose medicines. In other words, the dose is higher than the package says. And, oh, yes, a strange mold and a musty smell. And interestingly, in this article, it actually says that the FDA does not have the authority to force a recall. And that's why it's really funny, because in this article, you know, the Tylenol manufacturers say, well, the recalls were voluntary, like they were just doing the right thing. But in fact, as the article says, the FDA lacks the authority to order recalls. They can only suggest it. So what's up with that? You know, we have all these agencies that we're paying tax dollars to supposedly protect us. But in reality, they're working for the other side. You know, the EPA is crying about CO2, for God's sake. That's like, you know, what's created with photosynthesis. And, of course, that's not a toxin in our air. The problem that we're having are the chemtrails, which are causing global warming on many different levels. And all of the different toxins that are spewing into the environment are causing untold damage. So, you know, people need to face reality and especially realize that the tax dollars they're paying to protect them are being used to cover up these crimes against humanity. And I totally agree with you. We have to wake up the military. They took an oath to protect us from traitors from within. Well, guess what, boys? Come on home, because you need to go down there to the District of Criminals and take no prisoners. Because that's our problem.
Hang on, Dr. Carley. We got to hit another 3-minute break. We'll be right back, everybody. Dr. Rebecca Carley is my guest. Don't change that dial. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest this morning is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Her website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. I will link to her website on mine under the tab entitled podcast. I've read more lately, Dr. Carley, about the necrotizing fasciitis, that flesh-eating disease that's appearing in a lot more areas, it seems. Let's talk about some of that, things related to that, if we could, Dr. Carley.
Well, isn't it amazing? There have been 4 cases that have occurred recently around Atlanta, Georgia, home of the Centers for Disease Creation. So I smell a rat in that regard as well.
Yeah, and for people listening, that's the flesh-eating bacteria that just eat your flesh.
A cannibalistic bacteria happening at the same time as we're having the cannibals coming about. Isn't that amazing?
Well, nothing. Oh, it's just random. There's nothing to see here. Keep on moving. Keep on moving down the road. Nothing to see here, kids.
Right. Don't look behind the curtain. As a matter of fact, when I first heard about that first young woman, I forget her name, but the one that was on one of those zip slides or whatever and fell into some water, which obviously had been sprayed with this bacteria, and they started chopping her limbs off, I wanted to contact her to let her family know. Colloidal silver is the way to go. You spray it on the wound. You also drink it internally. She would have not had to have her limbs chopped off had she done that. But of course, once she's in the hospital, there's no way that they would ever let anything that actually works come in, because that's another way of producing fear and horror. And as I said, there's now been 4 people that have come down with this flesh-eating bacteria. So, like I said, I smell a rat.
Well, I don't know what's going on here. I'm getting some. Oh, are you still with me, Dr. Carley?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what happened there. Something just opened up and started playing. So, well, know, I'm laughing at this. I'm not laughing because I think it's funny. It's just so absurd. You just can't make this crap up. You can't make up anything. We know for those of us whose eyes are open, and as we go down this rabbit hole of reality, Dr. Carly, it's just a real mind blower, the different things that that you know and you learn.
Yeah, and if I could just mention one other thing that's very important for people to know. There's a, what they're calling a vaccine, Raboral, R-A-B-O-R-A-L hyphen V as in virus. Please do a search on that. It's manufactured by Merial, M-E-R-I-A-L, Inc. in Athens, Georgia. This is a, what they're calling a vaccine. It actually contains live rabies virus as well as live vaccinia virus. Vaccinia is a hybrid that was created when they started inoculating people with cowpox who then got smallpox. It's a hybrid between cowpox and smallpox, and it is a deadly virus. Of course, question number one is, why are they putting that in this rabies vaccine? And what is this rabies vaccine? It's a bait packet. It's a sachet that has these two viruses in it that is also coated or placed inside a fish meal block. They have delivered millions of doses of this throughout the country. Mostly, apparently, they do it by helicopter. And the intention of this, allegedly, is for wild animals to eat it. And then, supposedly, they'll be protected from rabies. Of course, they're eating rabies. And actually, there was a case in Pennsylvania of a woman who picked up one of these bait packets and came down with vaccinia. So this is one of the ways they've been spreading rabies for a long time. And, of course, occasionally you'll hear a story pop up that there's been some rabid animal. There's even been a rabid rabbit. I mean, I can't even picture a rabid rabbit. But this is how they scare people into having their pets be vaccinated with the vaccine, which also causes rabies.
You know, I had a woman on my show the other day, Dr. Carly, and of course, you know, 99% of the time, the topic we discuss on my show is stuff related to United Nations Agenda 21, and she was talking about, she lives in Toronto, and up there, of course, the diversity of species means, you know, they need to have all the animals inside the city as well. They need to be able to move freely, and how dare they not be allowed to be in your backyard. And she was talking about coyotes were attacking a lot of the little kids in their backyards there because they've got this, you know, the goal is to accelerate the free movement of these different four-legged critters into where the two-legged critters are residing, and you're not allowed to shoot these animals or kill these animals. You're just allowed to let them. You should go. She told me that a couple of the newspaper reporters who were reporting on these incidents of where coyotes were attacking the little kids, that, well, you should just go outside with your pet that's been attacked or your child that's been attacked. You should go outside and sit out there with them, and somehow that would discourage these animals from coming in. Right?
Right. offer prey to the predator. Well, first of all, my first question would be, are they spraying Raboral throughout Canada as well? But in terms of Agenda 21, this all goes together.
Yeah, I know.
As you know, one of the major focuses of Agenda 21 is depopulation. And unfortunately, my profession and the mad scientists involved with my profession are one of the main sources of the depopulation.
Yeah. Yep, well, you know, they're reintroducing all these different carnivores, the wolves up into the northwestern area of the country, and, you know, they are killing all kinds of livestock and domesticated animals and your dogs, and I'm telling you, who would ever believe this stuff, Dr. Carly? If you didn't know what was going on, when you would tell people this nonsense, they'd think you were making it up.
Exactly. And that's why, like I said, it's getting a little obvious. If people have any working neurons in their brain, they have to start doing their own homework. I always tell people, don't believe me, check it out yourself. We've been lied to about everything. And the information is out there thanks to the World Wide Web. Of course, you can't believe everything on the web. You have to use your intuition, you know, your own innate intelligence to figure out, you know, what's truth and what's disinfo, because there's a lot of this info out there as well. But in my opinion, anybody that's, like I said, got any working neurons, they should be asking themselves, how are all these things happening? Why do we now live in hell? How was this hell created? It was done intentionally. And that's the good news, is that once the ones doing it are identified and basically charged with crimes against humanity and taken out of business, then we can actually have the kind of earth we're supposed to have. But it's going to be a lot of effort involved in getting that accomplished.
Well, the whole learning curve is the biggest thing to overcome, Dr. Carley, because everybody's been so indoctrinated not to believe what people tell them, such as you and I. You know, like they put their fingers up in sign of the cross. Oh, no, no, no. Evil, get away, you know.
No, that, conspiracy theorists. That's,
yeah.
You know, it was ingenious when they invented that term, because basically anybody that's talking about reality is dubbed a conspiracy theorist. But, you know, what I always tell people, no, these are not theories. These are facts. I have all the documentation for everything I say, because I don't say anything unless I have documentation. So it's your job to check it out for yourself. But people use that as an excuse because, like you said, they don't want to do anything. You know, the old saying, ignorance is bliss. No, you'll end up dead. It's not bliss. So you do have to check things out if you care about yourself and your family. That's your responsibility, not just turn your, you know, eyes to some other, you know, source or wait for God to save you or whatever the case may be. It's getting very late. And since I've been doing this for 15 years, there was a time I would try to wake people up slowly, but we're running out of time. And so you kind of got to give them the facts in a straightforward fashion. I could go into even more darker areas, which I won't do, because, you know, once you start checking these things out, it's a black hole. But people have to be woken up because it's getting very serious. And there's no question in my mind, 2012 is a very important year for these monsters, and they're stepping up their program. And these flesh-eating bacteria and people are the beginning of something extremely evil that's going to only escalate.
Well, I would agree with you there, Dr. Carley. One just needs to use their imagination to figure out. And all I got to do is look at a lot of the Hollywood movies you've seen over the years and how bizarre and outrageous many of those are in the kind of world they paint. And you can see where... You can easily see where a lot of different things would head in that direction. It's actually as if we've been forewarned with these different things. Like, for example, that movie that came out in the early 70s, Soylent Green, Dr. Carley.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when you want to die, okay, you can go to this place and they'll give you what's your favorite color and what's your favorite music, and they'll give you a little potion and you could say bye bye. I mean, you can see where everything is headed in this world with this this goal that they have.
Well, as I said, the animals are already going through Soylent Green. If you're buying the really cheap dog food like Olroy and things like that, you know that you're feeding your dog dead dogs. And whatever diseases the dead dogs had and whatever chemicals were used to actually kill them. And there's no question that they have the same plan for humans.
Hang on, Dr. Carley. We've got another 3-minute break. We'll be back. Dr. Rebecca Carley is my guest. ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com is her website. We'll be right back. This is Maggie Rodden. Dr. Rebecca Carley is my guest this morning. ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com is Dr. Carley's website. So we got, I don't know, another half an hour or so maybe left. Dr. Carley, what other kinds of things do you want to throw out there today? We can go anywhere you like with this conversation.
wanted to mention what you're saying about the movies. I call this notice of grace. They put out in the movies what they're actually doing, always with some disinfo, because like I said, in all of these plague movies that they come out with, they're always looking for the vaccine. And if they find the vaccine is what cures the people. So that's the major disinfo, and that is basically, you know, programming people's minds to believe that that's what they need. They need the vaccine. But in fact, that's where they're telling us what they're doing. And there's all kinds of movies, like especially Contagion that you mentioned, where they're actually talking about, you know, these monster plagues being created in laboratories. That's all true. And then in the mainstream media, we're lied to. And if people bring up a movie, you know, they're told, oh, that was a movie, that's fiction. No, it's not fiction. And that's how they're causing this massive confusion amongst the people. Not to mention the fluoride in the water and the vaccine damage to the brain and the, I don't know, I think it's like 30% of the population that's on psychotropic drugs and have therefore had a chemical lobotomy. It's amazing that, you know, anybody's able to think straight these days with all the things we're being poisoned with. But our very survival is at hand. In fact, vaccines alone could cause the extinction of the human race. They're corrupting our DNA. They're injecting us with animal viruses, which are going to incorporate DNA from animals such as dogs, monkeys, you name it, into our genome by giving us the vaccines. In fact, I do have another website, drcarly.com. On that website, there's a paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, which I didn't put on the Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases website because I kind of keep that as light as I can, not to scare people. DrCarly.com goes into the real meat of it. And on my paper, Inoculations of True WMD, there's a reference to a Scientific American article where they talk about DNA vaccines. And you can download that article. And in that article, they actually explain how they're able to get foreign DNA into our genetic structure through the inoculation of vaccines containing DNA. Now, of course, in that article, they're pretending that they have a good motive for doing this. They're going to get rid of genetic diseases. Well, in fact, most of the genetic diseases are caused by vaccines in the first place. But there are some outstanding diagrams in that article where it actually shows what happens when you inject foreign DNA into somebody. And that's why I talk about the extinction of humanity. That's what they're doing through these vaccinations, creating chimeras, you know, animal-human hybrids. And there's children being born with tails and all kinds of weird stuff happening. This is not a coincidence either.
Well, you know, Dr. Carly, when you think about the genetic manipulation of the food that we're eating now and the splicing and, you know, rat genes and potatoes and the different just bizarro things that they're doing, I mean, it's absolutely gross, but they aren't doing that for no reason. I mean, none of this crap is being done just because they don't have an end game objective in mind. And so, you know, I wonder, Dr. Carly, how many people, other than those who listen to alternative media, how many people out there even have any idea that the crap that they're eating is genetically modified?
Probably very few, but those people are going to die. And eventually, it's going to be, you know, the awakened people versus the psychopaths. You know, and I don't even waste my time with people that refuse to even do any research. And my own family's in this category. My own family doesn't listen to me. Both of my parents have been killed by the white coats within the last 2 years. And if they don't want to listen, you know, that's their prerogative, obviously, or check it out themselves. But yes, in fact, I'm glad you brought up the GMO food. In fact, rabies virus is one of the viruses they're putting into some of the food. And in fact, this has the same, you know, end game in mind, because it's not as efficient as inoculating you with a needle into your very bloodstream with these toxins, but certainly eating toxins is very efficient as well. In fact, this genetically modified corn that they've developed, which actually is listed as a pesticide, creates pesticides in your body when you eat it. You're you know, transforming your own GI tract into a pesticide factory. And of course, pesticides are one of the main toxins that cause cancer. So yes, this is not about increasing the global food supply and all this other garbage. In fact, I've seen documentaries on Free Speech TV, which has a lot of garbage during the day, but at nighttime, they do have some very good documentaries. And in India, where they're pushing all these Monsanto-generated crops, especially, you know, for them, the cotton and such, causing them to be paying, you know, multiple times what they would otherwise pay for seeds and being forced to buy those seeds, and then the crops don't even do well. You know, the farmers are committing suicide there in epic numbers because of the situation that's going on. So it's not just a matter of the fact that these things are being created, it's that they have all of their different techniques to force farmers to use them. And this is very serious.
Hang on, Dr. Carley. We'll take up GMO foods again when we come back. 3 minutes, we'll be back. Dr. Rebecca Carley is my guest, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarley.com. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. We're back. Dr. Rebecca Carley is my guest this morning. And we were talking about the GMO foods when we went to break, Dr. Carley. It's really rather unnerving because you don't know what's in any of the crap that you're eating.
Exactly. And the best author on this subject that I'm aware of is Jeffrey M. Smith, author of the book Genetic Roulette, The Documented Health Risks of Genetically Engineered Foods, an excellent source of information, over 300 pages that I would encourage people to check out. I've had him as a guest on my show. And there's been so much documentation of the damage that these foods cause, yet we're still continued to be exposed to it. As a matter of fact, these agencies have a policy, not that companies have to prove that their genetically modified organisms or chemicals or whatever are safe, but they're allowed to unleash them on the public, and then the public has to prove they're detrimental after the fact, which in fact is impossible because, you know, you would have to get together a group to bring some court kind of action, and these companies mostly are, you know, funding the criminals in our various governmental agencies, especially down there in D.C. And so the corrupt courts would probably never allow an action to be successful anyway. So, yes, people have to, as much as they can, you know, grow their own foods or get them locally from farmers that don't use pesticides or genetically modified foods, seeds. But, in fact, that's going to get harder and harder as time goes on as well.
Well, you know, one thing I always wonder, Dr. Carley, from all these different groups that sell seeds and that stuff, how do they know the seeds that they're purchasing to resell aren't genetically modified?
And how do you know that any company that sells any seed or any supplement has not actually been bought out by one of the companies that does these things? That's a major problem. And that's why when I do consults for people, I'm very careful to research who the company is and who actually owns it, because this is happening more and more, is the fact that they're actually buying out companies that are doing the right thing, and then who knows what's going to happen after the fact. So, you know, it's really important to do your homework on anything you stick in your mouth.
Yeah. What kind of a diet do you, if you don't mind my asking, Dr. Carley, what kind of a diet do you adhere to?
Well, because I go out a lot, I eat organic as much as possible. Unfortunately, in the town that I live in, which has over a million people, there's only one organic restaurant in the town. I do the best I can, but I also do a lot of detoxing with homeopathics, and I use an alkalinizing type of diet as much as possible, which is basically eating a lot of green, obviously organic vegetables, and trying to keep your pH of your urine at least around 7, because no cancer, for example, can survive in an alkaline environment. So, you know, it's just, I'm like everybody else. I do the best I can. I rent where I live, so I can't, like, have a great big garden, but I do have a number of container gardens where I grow fruits and vegetables. Unfortunately, because of the chemtrails, that's becoming a problem as well. There's all kinds of mold that's happening. So I'm very suspicious that there's mold being sprayed from chemtrails, not to mention the crazy weather we're having with HARP and all the rest of it. Down here in North Carolina, we're pretty much frying now. A lot of the vegetables I planted are already going to seed. They're not even producing a vegetable. So it's a daunting task to try to keep up with these things.
Yeah, it really is, which of course is part of the whole strategy, because it's impossible to keep up with every single thing going on and be, informed as much as you possibly can on every different angle that they're playing, because they play every angle they can possibly think of.
And that's why I say the name of my show, I have shows on Saturday and Sunday. You can get that information from the Light of Day Radio Show.com under Dr. Carly Archives. But the name of my show is What's Ailing America. My Sunday show is What's Ailing the World out of the UK. Unfortunately, I will never run out of answers to that question. I've been doing shows for 15 years on public access before internet radio started. And yes, it's a very daunting task. But basically, if you just assume that everything you're being told by the government and the mainstream media is a lie, if you flip it around 180 degrees, you'll be pretty much starting at a good place. And that's why people have to, especially when they're going to the grocery store, you have to read the labels. Not that those are totally accurate. One of the most amazing things I found out recently, people send me so much information. I was sent a YouTube video, and there's a number of them online, of people that are taking cereal off the shelf, putting some cereal, whatever the cereal may be, into a bowl of water, and then using a rare earth magnet, and showing how the cereal's moving around the bowl when it's exposed to a magnetic field. So what does that tell you? The cereal's loaded with metals. You know, what's up with that? That's not on the label. So anything that's being produced, if it's in a box especially, watch out. And one of my major nemesises is the Wizard of Oz, you know, Dr. Oz, who's on TV Monday through Friday now. I try to catch his show every day to find out what he's teaching the sheep. And he does give some quote-unquote natural supplement advice to people. Of course, one would have to wonder how come he still has a medical license making such claims. Obviously, he's being put out there to try to make people believe that he's a good guy, so you can believe everything he says. He promotes vaccines. He talks about microwaving food constantly, which you might as well eat the cardboard that the food came in if you're going to microwave it. All kinds of disinfo. He talks about, you know, aspartame like it's not a problem. I have a whole list of things, and I talk about this on my show on a regular basis. So he's a major shill for, you know, big pharma and medicine, trying to get people to believe, oh, the doctors are starting to learn about natural therapies. Matter of fact, yesterday his show was about supplements you can take instead of using pharmaceutical drugs. Now, of course, unless he was a shill and they were putting him out there for this purpose, that should have got him knocked off TV immediately. But, you know, this is all a mind control experiment, trying to get people to believe that there are natural things you can do, which, of course, there are. But what does he also tell his people? Oh, buy the cheapest supplement you can find. You know, you can go to Walgreens. You know, he's always Walgreens is a major advertiser on that show. So yeah, go to Walgreens and buy your supplements. Yeah, right. That's a great plan. So he gives out some helpful information, but so much disinfo that in the end, you know, he's hurting people. And like I said, he promotes vaccines. As a matter of fact, as Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, found out, he owns stock in vaccine companies. So there you go. Conflict of interest, big time.
Yeah. Well, all the disinfo agents give out some truth, Dr. Carly. They just, you know, when you come to that Y in the road, they send you down the left side instead of the right side, you know.
Right. Well, that's how disinfo operatives work. They give out pretty much 90% truth and 10% lies. And of course, the 10% lies are the ones that tell you that,
vaccines, you know, are good.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter how many supplements you take. If you're going to get vaccinated, you're going to have a problem. So that's very important. And that's what people have to use their discernment to figure out for themselves. One of the main ways you can find people who are really speaking the truth is, how are their lives going? You know, are they making millions of dollars? Or have they been persecuted and lost their children and all kinds of other things, whatever. That's one of the main things that you can use to figure out who's who in the zoo.
Who's who in the zoo? That's a good one, Dr. Carly. You know what, with these different trade organizations, I know, like with the World Trade Organization and the country of origin labeling and that, they don't want you to know where all of this crap comes from, because who'd want to eat it? I mean, would you want to eat fish that swam around in, you know, this toilet in Thailand on a fish farm? I mean, it's just so disgusting. So, of course, they don't want you to know. So you
exactly.
Won't want it.
Yeah, anything that says farm-raised, especially in Asian countries, just like you said, it's been swimming in toilet water, not to mention the fact that now they're vaccinating fish. As a matter of fact, what I used to say is, you know, if you had a fish in a fishbowl and it was very, very sick, you know, would you vaccinate the fish or would you change the water in the fishbowl as an analogy to detoxifying yourself? Because, of course, our cells are mostly water. And then I found out that they are vaccinating fish. They're vaccinating farm-raised fish. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No.
It's unbelievable. And the vaccines for any kind of protein source, animal or poultry or fish wise, it's just amazing. The same company, Merial, they have a website also out of Canada, merial.ca. You can go on that website and learn about the vaccines they're given to the animals and fish that you're eating. It is mind boggling. They're vaccinating turkeys with live herpes virus. They're even inoculating eggs. Okay. And in fact, you know, what I always talk about is they're not immunizing you against a disease. They're inoculating you with a disease. And people that love chicken wings, just so you know, the wings are where they inject the chickens. So enjoy your chicken wing viruses combo.
I know, it's so disgusting, Dr. It's so disgusting, Dr. Carly. It just makes me want to vomit just thinking about this stuff. I just can't stand this stuff.
In fact, it's just disgusting. I'm sure you heard about the situation in Michigan where they're forcing farmers who have pigs that are, you know, actually out on the land and are not stuck in cages, you know, swimming around in their own excrement and such like that, calling them feral pigs because of the way their tails are twisted and the ears they have, and if they have a little bit more fur on their bodies, forcing those farmers to actually kill off all their own pigs. I talked to one of those gentlemen, and the first thing I asked him is, are you vaccinating your pigs? He said no. I said, are most pig farmers doing what you're doing, vaccinating their pigs? He said no. And I'm like, there you go. That's what the real problem is. It's not their tail or their ears. It's that you don't vaccinate your pigs. Because, you see, if you're actually eating a clean animal, then that's not going to attribute to the depopulation agenda.
Exactly. I know I had, Mark Baker, I had him on my show, I don't know, a couple months ago, I guess it was probably now, and I don't know where he's at right now as of today. I don't know whether I know he was going to fight it. I don't know if he's ended up slaughtering his pigs, but I know there were other farmers in Michigan who raised the same breed of pig, and they had slaughtered their pigs. It's,
And just imagine the trauma of that.
Oh,
the
God, trauma. I can't even, oh, I don't,
I
can't.
Mean, you know, you raise these pigs, and yes, they're going to go to the slaughterhouse, but these are people that actually care about their pigs. Just like as an analogy, you know, the researcher that was, you know, showing care and love to the rats he was injecting with poison. These people love their animals, and then to be forced to go out there and murder them for no purpose at all, just to let all that meat go to waste and basically destroy their farms.
Yeah.
This is insane.
It destroys their livelihood. I don't, you know, I don't know. That's why, Dr. Carley, you know, we talk day after day after day after day of all these different assaults on our freedom and liberty and the right to eat what we want to eat and go where we want to go and do what we want to do, and these assaults are nonstop 24/7. I don't have any idea, Dr. Carley, what it'll take for the American people to finally say, no, we're not going along with this crap. For these stupid elected officials who buy into this crap to finally figure out, wait a second, that's going to bite me in the rear end too if I do this stuff. These people are so stupid, it's mind-boggling.
Well, the traitors in the District of Criminals basically, you know, and with the way the elections are rigged, you know, there's no way that we're going to get them to do the right thing because they're bought and paid for. And apparently, you know, they sell their own mother for cash. And, you know, they have their jobs where they pretty much do nothing.
They're going to be eating the same crap, Dr. Carley. They're going to be living in the same fire environment. They're going to be subjected to chemtrails. They're going to have the same crap in their water. I mean, they're going to be subjected to most of what we're subjected to. They're not that high on the food chain that they're not going to be.
Right, and many of them just will do anything for cash and don't even bother to do the research. And who knows how it's going to end up. But in terms of changing the way things are going, as I said, the sheep, the slave work units who are refusing to do any research and just buy into everything and believe the government's there to help you, they're going to die. So eventually it is going to come to the point where we have the awakened individuals versus the psychopaths. And it's going to get interesting when that's pretty much the situation. And I don't claim to have all the answers. In my opinion, all you can do is learn the truth, do the best you can, and try to tell others who are willing, you know, to face reality. Because reality, it is a horror movie. It really is a horror movie, and it's very hard to face these things. But as more and more things are happening, more and more people are waking up. So I look at that as a promising, you know, futuristic hope type scenario.
Dr. Carley Werner from New Brunswick is on the line with us, so let's grab him. Go ahead, son. Hi.
Good afternoon, Maggie, and good afternoon, Dr. Carley, or good morning.
Hi.
Look, it is high time that people start waking up. We are under attack from all different angles. And one of the staunchest helpmates for them are these hordes of potential criminals, the new Frankensteins that are being released every year from the universities. They even, don't have any qualms, you know, to hire their services out to any kind of a criminal group. And now the biggest criminal groups we got right inside the government.
Well, I agree with you. And you have to look at the kind of research the universities are doing. I have thousands of pages of documents from the Special Virus Cancer Program. Since the time of Nixon, they've been creating viruses to cause cancer. And this research is being done in most universities, every medical school, veterinary school, even zoos and things of that nature. I also have right here in front of me an article published by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They're doing studies using pulsed magnetic pulses to destroy moral judgment. These are the kinds of things that are going on. So, yes, it's very sad. That's why I always tell any young person that calls me and asks me what I would do if I was they. Should you go to college? Should you, you know, become in debt for the rest of your life, possibly not even being able to get a job, unless you are a psychopath, because they have ways of determining that from the various tests that they give. Should you do that? And my answer is no. Do not allow the mind control to continue. You know, find something you love to do and find a way to make money doing that. That's what people need to do. So I totally agree with you, Werner. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thanks, Werner. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Carley is my guest. Don't change that dial. We have a final segment. Dr. Rebecca Carley is my guest. ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com is her website, and as well as DrCarley.com. You know, Dr. Carley, when we were on break, I was just looking. I have these Google alerts for different keywords I put in that dump into my mailbox, and I was looking at one on comprehensive planning, but they were referring to three asks, A-S-K-S, asks, and it reminded me of a meeting I went to with a friend of mine. We were opposed to legal immigration, and this was before I knew anything about UN Agenda 21. We hadn't put the pieces together. We could see bits and pieces of it, but we were not able to see the entire picture yet at that point in time. And she and I were sitting there in this Catholic church that was, of course, a proponent of illegal immigration here in the United States, and they were talking about the ASK, A-S-K, and I said to her, I said, well, where did this term come from, the way they were using this word? And we looked it up because we knew nothing in and of itself means nothing. Everything is interrelated, Dr. Carley, and a lot of these terms, it's like a new language you need to learn to understand where they're really going with a lot of this crap, because it doesn't mean what you would have normally thought it meant. It means something else, and it's related to another agenda, and in and of itself, none of this stuff means nothing. It's all designed, purposefully designed, to achieve their end game. It's just amazing. Just really is amazing how intricate and how far-reaching all of this stuff is. Isn't it amazing? Dr. Carley, are you on with me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, don't you think? I mean, it's just, it's stunning.
Well, really, what does that mean, the ask? I never heard of that term.
Oh, okay. Well, this is how they phrase their new way to ask a question. Not say, well, we have a question for you. The question now becomes the ask.
Okay.
It's just this whole, when we heard this, and we thought, because there were all these nonprofit groups that were there, because they were, and there were some politicians that were there, and they were had different questions for them, and they wanted, had different demands for them, and so some of the politicians stood up when they would phrase their questions. They'd say, well, I don't know anything about this. How can you tell me to commit to something? I don't even know what the hell it is you're talking about. But they frame all their arguments in different ways because they're disguising their real motive. So this ask is their new way of asking a question, which just lends to their whole kind of socialist, communist, communitarian ideology, really. But
right, and in any public forum that you go to, usually the way that they operate is that you're only allowed 3 minutes, and so how can you even get out a really viable question, backing it up with facts in 3 minutes? But in regards to this illegal immigration situation, I realized years ago that this is another divide and conquer strategy that they're using for the people to be sidebarred by some situation. If they wanted to close down the border, they'd be closing down the border. Okay, that's self-evident. They've got their drones, and they've got all their satellite technology. They know exactly what's going on.
Oh, yeah. They don't do it, and I gotta cut you short here, Dr. Carley, because we are running out of time. They don't do it because it's part of this larger agenda. But anyway, thanks for joining me today, Dr. Carley. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, we're going to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Beats the hell out of reality. Another great show follows mine, Mike Rivero, Studio A, and Deanna Spingola in Studio B. I'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Chin up. The sun is going to come up, and we've got people like Dr. Carley in the world fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart.